Exactly.
Didn't be mad. She'd be mad.
She looked yesterday evening. She didn't like the idea. Tickets to Scotland. Yeah, do you know we got rats?
Yeah?
Yeah, coming from next door. Gotta be. They burrowed under the
What did the bloke say when he come?
He said, "Oh yeah, you definitely got rats."
What they gonna do about it?
Well, they came again yesterday, put some more stuff down. It's wheat.
With
Mixed with the
poison
rat
in.
poison in it, yeah, and they eat it. He said, "Whatever you do," he said, "don't cover the hole up." He said, "They like to see light." So he's left the hole uncovered with the stuff all the way around it.
What sort of rats are they? Just big black rats?
No, I think it's a brown one. According to Mary, it looked brown. Brown one, not so bad. I mean, if it was a grey one, it would have been a sewer rat coming up somewhere, which would have been more serious, maybe, because it means there might have been a break somewhere. Or
we was on about rats the other day at work, because Jackie was saying, on her way, because her husband works in. Oh God. What's that place called? That, what's that, where's that, where's the M42 go? Where's the end of the M42?
The end of it, it goes up towards the M1, doesn't it? Let's just show you that way.
Yeah, but before it ended there, it ended before that, didn't it? What's the name of the place I'm thinking of?
Tamworth.
Tamworth, yeah. He works in Tamworth. And she has to fetch him because he doesn't drive. Sometimes she fetches him rather than get the bus home. And she was going along the main. She said the name of the road, but I can't, the number of the road, but I can't remember. She says she saw rats just trotting down the side of the road, you know. There was on a family outing. She
Yeah.
couldn't believe it. So we got onto the subject of another play. We all reckon that it's going to come back.
Oh, it's already in Redditch. I
Yeah.
mean, Birmingham is overrun with rats. They're everywhere. London's the same. That's the sewer rats.
Awful,
They're
isn't
just multiplying. There's millions of them.
Why don't they do
I
something
mean, but they
about
have got
it?
a real problem in Birmingham as well. They're trying to get rid of them. They're down the sewers all the time, trying to get rid of the bloody things. Because they're coming up, you see,
Yeah.
first. See, any crack in a drain or anything like that, they'll burrow in and they'll get through it. And that's what they're doing. They're coming into people's gardens and rushing down the sewers again, you know.
Mark's playing pool tonight. We went to a party on Saturday. One of the men that he works with, it was his 50th birthday. And of course, 50 years ago was the war, wasn't it, 1942?
Yeah.
And it was brilliant, the disco was. It was on, the theme was the 1940s. And it was fancy dress. I mean, we didn't know this. Well, Mark knew, but I didn't know. And there were summer's Germans and summer's English forces. It was really good. And it got the DJ, got all the old records, the Glenn Miller and all that. Really was a good night. And the buffet that somebody had did, tell you who did it, Brian, you know, Brian the Tyre Man.
Yeah.
His wife had done the buffet with Clarice. Remember Clarice?
Yeah.
Auntie they call her or
Oh,
something.
yeah, seen him, yeah.
Yeah.
Was
They'd
a good
done,
buffet, good? Was a
yeah,
good buffet, yeah.
very good.
Could they do that sort of thing,
Yeah,
then?
they'd done the buffet. And it was in blue, red, blue and white. It was really good. A very, very good night it was.
That's where you met Colin and told him I was having a new car.
Yeah, I did. I thought I'd give him something to talk about at the garage. Yeah, I couldn't remember his name, you know. No, Colin, yeah. I can remember Brian, but I couldn't remember Colin's name. They sat with us, him and his wife. They're a nice couple. They're all right. was telling us about their son, because he's got the Nintendo game system, Sam's ours, and apparently he's supposed to be brilliant on it. He knows all the shortcuts and gets thousands and thousands of points on it. The highest I've got is 100,000 so far. Mark's up to 250,000. And he plays it more than me. It's entertaining though. I mean, I can understand why kids get addicted to them. Because once you start, you can't stop. You think to yourself, I'll do better next time, and I'll do better next time. And it's all the time. I must try harder next time. I mean, I'm a little bit different because you know me, I don't like putting money in anything. I don't like to lose money for a lost cause sort of thing.
You're 25, Deb?
28? I wish I was 25.
Four outside, eh? Get a couple done today. What looks about.
So what's it for?
Eh?
What's it for? A survey on the British language?
Yeah.
Wee. Where's we going? Hey?
Are you ready,
Rick? Where are we going? I've got mine. What should I get Mary for her birthday? Hey?
What I'm doing is I'm taking her out. The hills, I think Jane and George are coming down, so...
Oh, that'd be nice.
If you want to come out with us for a meal, we're going to go to the Fox.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll have it on my access. They take access there.
Well, we'll pay for ourselves.
Well, I'll have to pay for Jane and George anyway.
Well, you don't have to pay for us, though. Don't worry about us.
I'll have to pay for me, because I've got no money.
That's
right. So I'll have it on my
access. We went for Sunday lunch, because I don't work Sundays anymore.
Yeah, I know. Did you fact it up, or have they closed down?
No, they just want the office closed. They don't want to pay me, so.
Who's doing the cash then?
Nobody.
What happens to it?
It all accumulates in the office, and I've got to sort it out Monday.
Take your time.
Well, we did. It's like yesterday. Yesterday, we had two tills. One was £50 short. And one was £20. Well, I found the £20 in the end. But the £50, we couldn't find it. We checked everything. So, if fortunately, I had them rechecked on Monday during the day for cash up.
Yeah.
And I said to Andrea, I says, Andrea, those two of the tills I had checked yesterday in the middle of the day, and they were spot on. I says, that money went yesterday evening.
Have you found it?
No.
Oh, yes, you know when you found it.
Oh yeah, I got the keys. So where are you going? Don't worry about it, Dad. Mine never looks like it's been combed in any case.
Do you next door, then? All the assumptions next door.
The rubbish. Mary told me. It was trampled down here, wasn't it? Oh, they wouldn't have put it behind
your car. If we had done it, would have been Lynn's, not the other side.
Yeah, it wouldn't have put it behind the car. I mean, some people are stupid, but...
I've seen Lynn bringing her bags towards her, like, I'm saying it was her.
Are these three bedrooms? These along here. If I stand this side, because
you can't have the doctor's side.
Didn't like the look of that one inside. God, we used to come here when we were kids, you know, on the way to school. We used to come down here some evenings, the gang of us. Them bars look ever so small now. They seemed ever so big at the time. It's funny, isn't it? We was on about, do you remember the penny chews, like the blackjacks and that?
Yeah.
We was on about those the other day. Because now they're so tiny.
Yeah.
And when you're kids, they seem so
couldn't
big. That's right.
Yeah.
And one of the girls says, yeah, but you've grown since then. I says, nah, they've shrunk them.
They've probably shrunk them anyway.
Yeah. They've spent some money on this house, haven't they? It looks nice.
Yeah.
This one here.
The one you said was nice.
Yeah.
It wasn't looking certain along there, so it was searching after head was nice little stuff.
Oh yeah. When we go up the town, can we go to my house first?
Yeah.
I'll have to get my glasses. Yeah, just in case.
It's 1 o'clock.
Alright. Have you seen the advert?
Which one?
With the bulldog. You know the dog you like?
George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the husband goes out and she's got his dinner in his hand and he sort of goes, his eyes light up and he goes and sits there and he takes his dish to the table and she's eating it and his little face. So funny. It's a beautiful dog.
Expressions.
Oh,
yeah. They must be sitting there for hours with the camera.
Just waiting to get the right one. Oh, yeah.
Good boy.
I went to work yesterday, nearly killed me.
Yeah.
I'm not used to working Tuesdays. I can't deal with this break of the routine.
Good
point. What are you doing with? I don't even know why Teresa didn't come. Excuse me.
Has she ever come with you?
She does occasionally, but she doesn't... She won't benefit from it because she doesn't come regular enough.
You've got no commitment, have
she? She said she'll come on a Sunday morning with me. And I said... No, I said to her, I said, don't you tell me you're going to come on a Sunday morning and when I get here, you're not up. I said, because I won't be very happy about it. I said, if you're going to come, make sure you're up and ready to go. We went Sunday to the baths.
Yeah.
It was like getting into the bath. There was steam coming off the water. It was red hot, it was.
Yeah.
The computer had gone wrong overnight and was heating it up. All you needed was your soap and your shampoo and you'd have been all right.
She would stand still, really. perfume it before it comes out. Get out of it.
When me and Mark looked after him for a few days, we took him up here. And all up there.
Yeah. Well, I do, I should take him round the garages. And then back up here. Across the field and then back home again. I'm taking him for about an hour. It takes about an hour, that does.
Round the garages?
Round the square. Past Dartins, past Cressa.
Oh!
Round that square. Then back up the other way, up through the factories.
Yeah.
Back up the path again, and then up here. It's lovely and warm today.
It's nice and mild. They're all due warning of droughts, aren't they? Because we've not had enough rain.
Stupid.
Mind you.
France, haven't they? I mean.
I know, for God's sake.
France have got a bigger share in the water and in our resources than we have ourselves. Bloody disgusting.
That's the same with everything, isn't it? We look after every other country but ourselves.
Yeah, but what we have, the conservatives have sold, we've got nothing left now. We never get it back.
No.
Even if it was snatched back, privatised. The money that's gone. £1 million a day. Of course, the most sickening part of it is there's 25,000 by British Telecom. Well, they're making millions of pounds profit every day.
I know.
It's all to do with money before jobs now.
Oh, I know. I mean, we're victims of that at work.
People don't count anymore.
No, I know. I know that only too well now. Yeah, when we go to Canada, we might not come back.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame.
You'd have to sell me house for me and send me the money over.
At least you get paid for what you do.
Oh, they live so well. I mean, Patronage, their house is beautiful, you know.
Yeah. Well, we've got a long way to come.
To work one day and they pulled me in the office and said, right, you ain't got a job, you're redundant. There and then, no warning, nothing. So she didn't go out to work because she'd got young girls to bring up. So they went to the social and the social turned around and said to them, before we give you any money, you've got to spend all your redundancy. You've got to have used all your savings, including the kids' savings, and you've got to have nothing. And that's terrible. Why should the girls have to, you know, lose the savings of money that people have given them as gifts? Just because, you know, they don't want to give out any money. Where'd you go down here? You can cut through, can't you?
Well, I don't normally go that way. Just walking to the car park.
Yeah.
I'll go back along the path again, you can have a good sniff there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they've done to Eric.
I mean, that's what they said to this chap.
You don't touch that car again. He said, what about my gear on the car for towing my caravan and that? He said, we'll see to that, we'll get it out for you. He said, I've got some personal stuff in the car, so we'll get it out for you.
They're cold, aren't
they? They never give him his tow bar and things, never had him back.
They're callous the way how they do it, don't they? A callus. Our union's took the pay deal out. Yeah. They offered us 4.5%.
When does your pay rise come in?
April. But, I mean, we only found out by accident yesterday. Yeah. One of the managers had come in, and he'd been on holiday for 2 weeks, but he knew.
Yeah.
And he was saying, well, they've chucked it out then. And we said, what? He says, the pay. He says, the union have rejected it. I said, oh, thanks for letting us know. There was a big union meeting last night.
Where?
In Solihull, I didn't go because I want to keep my slate clean because I'd have said something I shouldn't have said. It'll all get back, you see. Because if I go, I want a good reference.
Well, I can't give you a bad one anyway.
Well, no.
When did you send the Aldi one away?
Last week.
Last week. Mm-hmm. You should hear soon.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Should hear yes or no anyway, so you can
hear yeah. Soon. I'm going to start, I might look into going to night school, because I mean I know I've got a lot of experience in bookkeeping and accounts and all that, but I have no paper qualifications. I mean they don't mean nothing when you've got them, because a lot of these people have all these qualifications, can't do NAF all in any case.
Well they can't do them, I've worked with a bit, so I've got qualifications, and they come and ask me what's the basics.
Yeah, I mean, paper qualifications don't mean anything really, but that's what people want. They want to see that you've got something written down on paper.
We're like one of our ex-bosses on the road. When he got the job, he just spent them. The first thing he does is paint all the walls, put all his certificates up, and he had about 40 or 50. One whole wall was covered with certificates, and he hadn't got a clue.
No.
Not a clue. Well, that's what they look for. I think it's clever.
I found out some gossip on. I don't Sunday. Do you remember Kate?
Kate, yeah. Sooner the day.
Yeah, she's left her husband.
Huh?
She's living. You know, Vanessa lives opposite Tracy with the baby, the ginger-haired girl.
Oh yeah.
She's living with her fella. He kicked Vanessa out for Kate and moved Kate in.
Mm-hmm. So Kate's living next door to across the road from
you? Oh no, because Vanessa's parents, Sue lives there, didn't she?
Yeah,
and Vanessa right. And this David had a flat.
Oh.
Or B.
First one.
Dog's in it. He didn't get it though. you can have plenty of bees later on in the year.
Wasps.
Strange animal, ain't you, Rick?
You're strange. You smell.
Oh. Stupid. He's not stupid. Do you think you'll be going away this year, or?
No, don't know. I was hoping to go to Ireland for a week.
Yeah.
Not book anything up, just go over for a week.
Yeah.
What did I tell you? Auntie Holly's coming over.
Is she?
Yeah, she's coming to see my dad.
Ah, lovely. Oh, that's next week.
Yeah. 27th or 28th, I'm not sure which day. She's coming over to see Joe.
Yeah.
And she's coming over to see my dad, just for the day, you know.
Oh, we'll have to go over.
I'm not sure which day it is, I'll have to let you know.
Yeah. I would like to go and see her. Has she ever been over before?
Yes, she went for Joe's wedding.
Did she? I never went, Dad.
Didn't you?
No. I don't know why I didn't go.
I don't know why you didn't go.
I must have been on holiday or something, because that's the only reason I wouldn't have gone, if I wasn't in the country. No, I never. No, I never went to the wedding. No, I must have been. How long have you been married? Oh, I must have been on holiday, Dad, with the girls or something. If it's that long ago.
I've only just bought the Granada. It was the weekend I bought the Granada. I'm sure it was going away. I went up. I went to my and took it out for a run.
I didn't go, Rick.
Good old car, that was. Made profit on that.
Yeah. I should love driving that around. There's a little old, is that behind the wheel? I look like a dot in that. Made me look little. Still got it, innit?
No, he knackered
it.
He didn't have it long, he wrecked it. They started playing about with it. You know, playing about with the engine and playing about with the bodywork, trying to do it up and all this, and they just wrecked it.
People don't appreciate things, do they?
His son was supposed to be a mechanic, well, he wasn't. He was employed by Dyson's, I think, as a recovery bloke, you know, recovery truck or something, but he thought he was a mechanic because he was doing that sort of work. Of course, he started messing with the bodywork and the engine. And yeah, it's wrecked it between them. And then he sold it to another driver. And this other bloke, Bob.
I remember seeing it round a bit.
Bob watched it for a bit. And he done a few miles on it. And then he sold it to somebody else in the garage.
He's done the rounds then.
Yeah, and then it disappeared then. I could see it deteriorating every day. There was about three of my cars just parking there.
And I remember the old, what was it, Cavalier?
Cavalier, yeah.
The old Cavalier.
Yeah,
and the Granada, what else was
there? We had that Cavalier for a few years after I sold it.
Yeah. That wasn't a bad car either to drive.
Which one?
The Cavalier.
Cavalier, yeah, I like that one.
Nice car.
I just hope the steering's lighter on this one.
It's light on that metro, you know. It's ever so easy.
Yeah, I hope it's lighter on this one.
Wish I could afford a new car. I'd love a nice new car. We won't be able to afford one for a couple of years yet.
You could afford a Mini, though.
I don't want a Mini, Dad. I don't like them.
Well, you could afford the cheap. I mean, the cheapest metro is only about $6,000, you know, to me.
Well, with these overtime cut, we can't afford nothing at the moment.
You see, you'd need to be only paying back about $4,000, you see, Deb.
Yeah.
To keep your payments something like what I pay, which is 100.
Well, I mean,
a month.
He's got 5,000, Mark has.
Ricky, come here. He's covered in blood.
Has he done that?
Has he had something?
I haven't seen him eat anything, Dad.
His mouth's covered in blood.
Come here, Rick. I can't see it, Dad.
Come here.
Come here. Sit down.
Sit down. Sit.
Sit.
Sit. Come here. Come here. That's it. Now sit down a minute. Hold this, Deb, and I'll wang his mouth open. Have a look. Don't look at your poor mouth. Oh, poor Rick. What have you done?
It's this side and just...
Open.
Oh, Rick. Hey, come on. This is a good boy.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, he ain't bothered about it. Put that down. Oh, he wants to play now.
Yeah.
What you been eating, eh? What you been eating?
I'll get you.
Yeah, does he still have his ball?
It could be just a piece of grass that's cut him.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you say then?
Does he still have his ball?
Has he what?
Still have his ball?
Yeah, it's down.
In the summer?
Yeah. I don't run him too much with it though because he's back with his legs.
He likes his ball, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, it's in front of that ball. Three, it's the third one I think.
Yeah. We lost the one, didn't we, down that embankment?
Oh no,
lost a couple
lost
down there.
I lost one over here in the hedge, couldn't know where could I find it. Got another one, a yellow one, thought I'll find this yellow one.
Yeah.
So Trish takes him out one day, lost the ball. Ooh. Come back without the ball. Even though he had a ball.
Right.
Go on, you.
Come on. Good boy. You going down to the garage? I thought you was going down to the garages.
No. I'm only doing it for saying, we're taking it for a long run.
Oh, right.
We'll go in now. He's been to the lab. What are we doing for now?
We're going across this time.
It's going to rain, but look at it.
No, it's going to... The heavens are going to open again, isn't they? Okay. Yeah, I remember you saying.
I haven't seen it.
No. Mark always goes and says hello when he's home, you know. He always goes and says hello. Oh, bless you. You have to keep an eye on his mouth. You have to keep an eye on his mouth today. Just in case it doesn't stop. Eh, Rick, it's muddy.
So they've had these contractors back again. They've done all this water pipe. It's all collapsed up there. It's sunk into the ground, you know, a big hole in the ground. They were back here yesterday, putting it right.
Get all the mud off the trains. We had a load of kids visit the store yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Andrea phones me, she says, do you want to do one of the tours for me, take the kids round? Yeah, I don't mind, I said. I only get the group with the two naughty boys in, don't I? They're only this high. God, there was parents with them because the school couldn't afford to put a minibus on. So the parents bought them in their cars and they come round with them. They were more interested than the kids. And this one little boy. The one had to touch everything. Now don't touch, that's hot. Now don't touch that, you can't touch that. No, don't, you know, it was all that all morning and the one kept saying, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I want to finish now, can I have a drink? That's all I got out of this one boy. They were alright, the rest of them weren't too bad. We took them to the fish, well I took them to the fish, didn't it, where any of the other groups went. And some of the staff are very good. The lad in the butchery, he was brilliant with them, he was. He really was very good. And he'd give them all a ticket out the machine and cut the meat up while they were there, put it in the machine and that happened and all this, that and the other. And they loved that and they all had a hat with a sticky label on and everything else. And then we went to the fish and the one, oh, I'm tired, and he was going, it smells. Ah, shut up. But the lady in the fish was brilliant.
Yeah.
She got them out, one of everything, and showed them all the different fish.
Yeah.
We couldn't actually go into the department because you have to wear your wellies and all that.
Oh, yeah.
So we were stood in the doorway.
Yeah.
Oh, and they loved every minute of it. They really did.
Calm my hair now, and then we go straight up town. Don't need another bus park, then we unpack in the car park then.
Yeah.
Right, your house first.
Please, yeah, I'll just go in and get my glasses. And get my meat out for tea.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'll just go in and redirect it tomorrow.
Oh, is that his chequebook?
I don't know what it is, might be. I don't know what you're wanting there, will
it? I don't know, Dad.
better take it. When's it taking you back?
Yeah.
If I take this, yeah, oh, I see. AA.
AA, yeah. Do you want to have those as well?
Yeah. Just have a walk down there and explain.
I'll see if the bank will give me some money.
Insurance and off, pal. £290 or something.
What on? Gone up?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. What insurance is that? Gone up 40%, didn't they, insurance?
You locked this, didn't you?
So I said to her, I said, just give me a cover knife for now then. That's what I pay £10 for.
Oh, okay.
And so when it's renewed, in a couple of weeks' time, beginning of April, I'm going to come and see you. I said, no, I want it cheaper. All right then, she said. Leave it with me. She said, in the meantime, she said, I'll see if I can sort you out something cheaper. Not necessarily, without having to go to...
Yeah, that's just in time. Look, it's starting to rain again.
Looks like nobody will be able to drive the new car except Mary. Mara. She said the only way you can, another way you can cut your costs, she said, is reduce all these drivers. She said you've virtually got any driver on this car. So just have it you and your wife. She said that'll cut your costs down enormously.
A bit rough, Dad.
Good.
This.
Sorry.
It's growling. Never noticed it before.
It's a ghost. It's fine. It's funny, you know, since I've been having these new cars. I see these old cars, look at that bloody rubbish on the road, you know.
I know, we used to drive around in them half the time.
Yeah.
I still do.
Yeah. They'd do me and all if I had to.
Huh?
They'd do me and all if I had to. Wouldn't bother me.
I don't know. It's nice to have a nice car, but you have to make do, don't you?
That's right, yeah. You may do what you can afford at the time.
Another 20 years and my mortgage will be paid off, so I can have a new car then.
Don't say that. That's what you want to do, that'd be stop where you are. As long as the area you're living in is nice and quiet and clean and tidy, and there's no problems in the area, stop there.
Well, not too bad because I mean,
unless you want to move for a specific reason, there's just no point in moving.
No. I mean, we don't have any problem with the neighbours or anything like that.
That's what you've got to look for, you see.
The one side is never there.
And you see, you're lucky that he's sort of he never there.
And the other side is detached, so.
The other side is detached. And how many kids have they got?
Three girls.
Three girls, see, you're lucky really because they had three boys. In a few years' time, you know, 10 years' time, like, they'd have all, the boys would have been growing up. And they'd have had cars stuck everywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with the girls, that's a bit more unlikely.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but that's what you got to look for today. You look at your neighbours, see how many kids they got, see what age they are, and work out what it's going to be like in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
Like Billy, where he lives on Ipsley, by the courts, you know, by the law centre.
So the one who you went to, his house?
He gives me a lift to work.
Yeah.
And these people, you know, next door, like, they had six or seven boys, and a load of gang of kids, a load of boys. And they say all of a sudden they've all grown up. And so now we've got terrible problems because they've all got cars.
Yeah.
And his father's one of these obnoxious types, you know. Oh, shoot about anybody, you know. I don't care what you do. You do what you like, I do what I do. You can, you know, please yourself. And they've got this Doberman or something that barks all the time and it's allowed in the garden, you know, shits in the garden all the time and all this, you know. They just don't care.
There's a lot of people about that, like that though, isn't there?
Yeah, I'd have poisoned
inconsiderate.
We're next door to me, I'd have poisoned it. We'd say to me, I said, oh, they give a shit, nothing to do with me, do a problem.
One of the women at work.
All have the same attitude as that.
Yeah, one of the women at work. She's a right stuck up old, silly old bugger, she is. She don't speak to nobody, she really just thinks she's above everybody. Ever such a funny woman. And where Carol lives out in Earlswood, down the lane, she lives round there as well. Well, Carol's next door neighbour. He owns a bit of land and he's got some sheep in his field and he's got some pigs and, you know. Well, this woman, her dog was scaring the sheep, so he shot it, killed it, which is quite within his right to do, but it's scaring the sheep. So all there's been uproar about this bloody dog. And, I mean, we was on about the one day. She was only sat on the table next to us all and she was giving us daggers. But, I mean, the chap was quite within his rights to shoot it because it's been scaring his sheep. Well, apparently her husband, he's been round smashing his windows and putting shit through the door and all sorts. There's really been a lot of trouble over it.
I'd have shot him and all.
Well, the police have been involved and I suppose he's been cautioned now because they've investigated and found that that it was scaring the sheep and that, yes, he was right to do what he did, quite within his rights and whatever. So they're not taking any action against the chap for shooting the dog. But now they're watching the other chap for causing disturbances. I think we nearly bought one of those, you know, in there. Two bedroom downs. They were 50,000.
Yeah, they're rubbish somewhere there.
As it was, we hung on and
yeah, bought the right one. I mean, I wouldn't mind buying one of them myself. Yeah, if we could sell ours, you know, we could buy one of them and have no mortgage.
Yeah.
Just think of the car, we could have that there.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Got no freaking mortgage.
Well, if one of us pops it, the other one's going to be very well off.
I know if I popped it right now, I mean, you, Debbie, Teresa and Mel, you have about, I think it's about 55,000. New car, wouldn't I? That's how I die when I'm employed by Rover. The death benefit is about 55.
Yeah, but don't forget.
Right here.
Yeah, I'm only going to get my glasses done.
Yeah,
I've
got 50 years.
What about Mary and them?
Yeah,
of course, yeah. Well, just make sure you stay with the Rover then. Ooh, we ever put them there? See now, that's better.
Oh, do you want to try the siesta while we're here?
I'll just turn it over. I mean, it might start. I don't know. It let him down the other morning as well.
Do you know how to start it? Is it
only
him that it's letting down? No,
it does it to me, Dad. Every now and again, it just won't budge. Every now and again, it just lets you down. Mark used to say to me, it's you. I said, it is not me.
Do you have it into the book now?
That's all right.
It's not missing or anything, though.
Isn't it?
It's a choke on.
That's automatic, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. It sounds all right.
That's alright then, as long as it starts.
Neither. These Fiestas, they never got them right. The bloke at work's got one exactly the same as this. He does exactly 10 miles and he cuts out. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that one, once you've got it going, if you can keep it going, it'll go for miles. Yeah. That'd go around the world, that would. Yeah. Once you've got it going.
It's a carburetor, so I've never sorted them out.
But if you let it stall on you, you've had it.
It's a carburetor, so one of the worst ones Ford's ever made. I mean, they do make rubbish, but that's one of the worst ones.
I mean, we can't grumble. I mean, Sheila gave us that for nothing.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, and it doesn't cost you more than keeping the road, really.
Oh, God, no.
A few pounds in spares. Yeah. Probably 50 quid in spares, is it? Over the years.
Oh, yeah, it's been a damn good car.
Which is the best way up town, Deb?
Down Plymouth Road.
Oh, I've got to go down there, haven't I?
You're trying to get a
garage,
aren't you? Yeah, I like living round here. It's nice. It's a lovely area. Where was I the other day? I can't remember where I was. And I was ear rolling really. I was listening to a conversation that this woman was having. I can't think where I was, Dad. That's bugging me now. Might have been queuing up for the Keep Fit actually. Yes, I was queuing up to go to Keep Fit. And there was a woman in the queue saying about so and so and so, oh, he's moving, she says. And he's paid over the odds for this house. She says, but of course he's paying for the area he's moving up to walk with. I thought, oh, that's nice to know. We pay for the area up there then, do we?
You didn't.
Well, we didn't know. We got a bargain. We were very, very lucky.
And you bought it at the right time?
Well, I wanted a quick sale as well. That's why it was cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, we were cheeky. We tried to knock him down, but he wouldn't come down anymore.
No.
Which, I mean, we didn't expect him to. Because it was dirt cheap at the time. The woman next door...